Namaste. Greetings and love to all of you. Today we will talk about God is as close to you as your thought allows him to be. Before we go any further, I want to add one more name. God and Gurudev are as close to you as your thought allows them to be. What we will try to accomplish during this talk is find ways to make God close and to keep God close to us. We all realize the importance and value of being close to God, and that is what we will try to do today. This is a quotation by Gurudev. To those who think me near, I will be near. This is very similar to the topic for today. God is as close to you as your thought allows him to be. So if we think of Guruji as near, we will find that Guruji is near. He is close to us. Another quotation by Guruji: in this body is not Yogananda anymore, but he. So even if we say God is as close to you as your thought permits God to be, since in Guruji's body there is no one other than God, it applies to him. I think all of us recognize the value of meditation in keeping God close, in making God close. When we practice meditation, we become calm, we become aware of Guruji's presence, of God's presence. And that presence is so likable that we want to stay in that state. And we can and do stay in that state. Anything that we like, we keep coming back to. So if we like peace, if we like joy, if we like love, we will keep coming back to that state of consciousness. Guruji says, who, without telling you in words, loves you everlastingly? Who loves you everlastingly? Who loves me everlastingly? Who remembers us when all others forget us? Who will still be with us when we leave the friends of this world? God alone. In other words, there is only one constant companion, and that one constant companion is God. The one who is more close to us than anyone can be The one who is close to us, even after some of those who are also close to us have left this world, after we have left this world, after I have left this world, I have, and you have, and all of us have a constant companion. And that constant companion, who's very close to us, is God. In one of Guruji's poems, he says, "Unknown, I will walk by your side and guard you with invisible arms." You remember when Swami Sri Yukteswarji met Babaji at the Kumbh Mela for the first time. His first meeting was at the Kumbh Mela. His second was at Raighat in Serampore, and his third was in Varanasi at his guru's home. So Sri Yukteswarji got a message from a sadhu saying that a saint is calling you. So he said, "Who is it?" He said, "Come and see." So he went there, and Babaji stood up and said, "Welcome, Swamiji." So Sri Yukteswarji was not a Swami at that time, and he mentioned that, and he said that the one on whom I am divinely directed to give the title of Swami never cast it off. And of course, a little while later, Sri Yukteswarji became a Swami. What I want to tell you is that during that meeting with Babaji, Swami Sri Yukteswarji, who knew about Babaji, he knew that his guru, Lahiri Mahasaya, had received Diksha, had received the Kriya Yoga from Mahavatar Babaji. But Babaji prevented him from recognizing who he was talking to. Similarly, to some extent, Guruji is preventing us. Guruji is preventing us from knowing that he is with us. Guruji is preventing us from seeing Guruji's protection. "Unknown, I will walk by your side and guard you with invisible arms." Unknown is Guruji's decision. Invisible is Guruji's decision. So, sometimes devotees come and tell me, "You know, I want to be aware of God and Guru's presence every single moment of my life. Will Gurudev permit it?" He has said unknown and he has said invisible. So, while we should remember that Guruji has decided that his presence will not always be known to us, Guruji has proclaimed that even though you won't know that I am with you, I will always be with you. I will be with you every single moment of your life. And I will protect you every single moment of your life. Many times we don't recognize Guruji's protection. But when sometimes we have a really powerful test, a really shattering test, we will recognize that Guruji protected me during that test. Guruji was with me and he prevented me from going through the degree of trouble that I otherwise would have gone through without his protection. God plays hide and seek with us. Do you know that? He hides from us sometimes, And the beauty of God's hiding from us is that He is watching us every single moment that He is hiding from us. There's a story about the grandson of a saint. This grandson was playing hide and seek with another friend of his. So the grandson was hiding, and he was looking to see whether his friend would find him. And after a long time, he came out and he found that the friend wasn't searching for him. So he felt very sad. He came to his grandfather and said, "You know, we were playing hide and seek, me and my friend, and he just went away. He didn't seek me." His father said, "God says the same thing. I hide, God hides, Guru hides, but nobody wants to seek me." So while Guruji is hiding, He does want us to seek Him. And there's something else that Guruji does, God does, while He is hiding from us. He is constantly peeping out of His hiding place to find out where we are, so that He can go to a different part of His hiding place, so that He can continue to hide from us. Suppose we are behind a tree. Then He will look out this way and see if we are looking. If we are looking, then He will quietly go the other direction. Or He may look out this way. And if He doesn't find us, then He will continue to be there so that He can continue to hide from us. This is His game, this is His leela, this is His drama. This is one of the most beautiful things that God does to us. He hides from us. And not hiding, but peeping, hiding. He is constantly peeping to see where we are. His attention is with us every single moment that He seems to be hiding from us. Okay. You know, one of the reasons why we don't think of God is because we are thinking of ourselves. We are spiritual people, aren't we? So we are thinking of my liberation. Correct? That is thinking of ourselves. Shall I try lung power? No, I don't need to. Okay, so Guruji says it is good to have divine ambitions, divine goals, positive goals. So if I want liberation for me, it's good, it's okay. But better than that is to forget me, to forget that I want freedom from karma. I want perfect God realization. And the way to do that is encapsulated in a very beautiful quote by Sri Gyana Mataji. She was one of Guruji's early and highly advanced devotees. She was perhaps the first one to whom Guruji gave sannyas diksha. And then He gave her a new name. And that new name was Sri Gyanamata. And He explained the meaning of Gyanamata. he said, Gyanamata means, I think all of you know the meaning of Gyanamata, mother of wisdom. That's the meaning we know. But Guruji added two more words. He said, mother of wisdom through devotion. Mother of wisdom through devotion. When we have wisdom, when we have devotion, we gain the highest wisdom. And the highest wisdom is God, or God alone, which was Sri Gyanamataji's ideal. So, I will read out what she said. And my notes are all closed now, so if I make any mistakes, please excuse me. Gyanamataji said, one answer will cover all my questions. One answer will cover all your questions. Next sentence, turn to God and fill your consciousness with the realization of His perfection. Now, we know that we are not perfect. But suppose we decide to forget ourselves. Suppose we decide to remember only God, not myself, not ourselves. Then, when we are aware of our imperfections, what we will do? What will we do? Turn to God and fill your consciousness with the realization of God's perfection. I may be imperfect. Forget it. God is perfect. Let me remember that. So when we remember God's perfection, we forget our imperfection. And the thought of our imperfection brings a lot of pain, it brings a lot of guilt, it brings a lot of remorse to us. Whereas if we forget our imperfections, and remember God's perfection, we don't go through that misery. Next sentence of Gyanamataji. May your weakness be dissolved in the worshipful thought of His strength. Just as we are imperfect, we are also weak. Okay, let's decide that I'm not going to think of me, I'm not going to think of my weakness, I'm going to think of God's strength. So, we are saved from a lot of misery which is associated with the awareness of our weakness. There's a story of a little boy who was talking to his friends, and he was talking about what he would do when he became older. He said, I will become a police officer and I will arrest all the criminals and put them in jail. This is what a little boy said to his little boy friend. So the other boy, the friend of his, said, won't you be afraid of those criminals? I think most of us would be a little bit cautious about going to criminals and trying to catch them and trying to put them in jail. But this little boy said, no, my mother will be with me. That little boy knows that when he is with other little boys and his mother is with him, none of those other little boys can cause any pain to him, because his mother, she is with that little boy of hers. I think you all know that Guruji has decided that he is always going to be with you, even if you don't know that. So if we remember that our Divine Mother, who is God, who is our Guru, in whom there is no consciousness of Yogananda. There is only the awareness of the Divine Mother, of the Supreme Being, God. Will we be afraid of our weakness? Will we be afraid of anyone? That fear will not be there, because the most strong, the most powerful person in the universe is my mother, who is with me. Another quotation by Gyana Mataji. She says, "The awareness of the height of your God-conscious state never leaves me for a moment. I am sure I am speaking quite exactly and truthfully when I say that. I am sure that I cannot state it more strongly than I feel it." You know why she had to add these two lines? Because it sounds like an exaggeration. The awareness of the height of your, she's talking about Guruji, she's talking to Guruji, or maybe this is a letter to Guruji. She says, "The awareness of the height of your God-conscious state never leaves me for a moment." Could this be true? In case you have any doubts, she adds one more line. "I am sure I am speaking quite exactly and truthfully when I say that." In case you still have a doubt, she adds a second line. She says, "I am sure I cannot state it more strongly than I feel it." So I think we can try to take the decision to be conscious of Guruji's God-conscious state. And if we remember that in this body is not Yogananda anymore, but He, it is not the form of Yogananda, it is God in the consciousness which is in that form. In a letter to a devotee, Gyana Mataji wrote, "Keep ever before you His divinity, Guruji's divinity, His God-conscious state. He is God in man made manifest. He is God in man made manifest. He is God in man made manifest." Who is Guruji? Guruji is God, sent by God to the devotee who wants nothing but God, to bring that devotee back to God. Guruji is God, sent by God to bring a sincere spiritual seeker who wants nothing but God Guruji is God, sent by God to bring such a one back to God. That is His role. He is God in man made manifest. Okay. Mother of Wisdom, through devotion, said some of those things. Let's see the incarnation of wisdom, Swami Sri Yukteswarji. These are Swami Sri Yukteswarji's words. They are from Autobiography of a Yogi. Sri Yukteswarji says, "What more quickly liberating thought than God is, nay God? What more quickly liberating thought than God is, nay, God?" You know the topic of our satsang, case anyone has forgotten, God is as close to you as your thought allows him to be. What more liberating thought than God is, nay, God? Now, what is the difference between God is and God? God is a thought. We are thinking that God is. God is an experience. So, while we use the word thought a little bit not so accurately thought, what is more important than thinking of God is to live in the consciousness of God. So the mind is not functioning. The mind is not active. The heart is experiencing love. The heart is experiencing joy. The heart is experiencing peace. The heart is experiencing a very uplifted, blessed state. So we can think of God, or we can turn our consciousness back to the experience of God. And when we experience God, we experience God's closeness, God's strength, God's perfection. I didn't finish the quotation, isn't it? I went to another one. So I continue with the one answer. One answer will cover all your questions. Turn to God and fill your consciousness with the realization of his perfection. Let your weakness be dissolved in the worshipful thought of his strength. Next sentence. It is not necessary to explain things to God, for he knoweth your need before you speak, and is more ready to give than you are to ask. It is not necessary to explain things to God. You know why? Because he knows what you want to explain before you explain it. He knows what you want to say but forgot to say, which you didn't say, which you didn't explain to God. He knows everything we want. He knows everything we think. He knows what we want to hide from him. You know, I'm a spiritual person, so I won't tell God that, you know, I want fame and power and wealth and I want to be the most knowledgeable person in the universe. I want to be the first in this or that and so on. So sometimes we don't share such things with God. But even if we don't share, he knows them. It is not necessary to explain things to God, for he knoweth your need before you speak, and is more ready to give than you are to ask. Now suppose you want power and things that are okay if God gives them to us, are okay if we have them. They are not okay if we misuse power. If we misuse wealth, if we misuse our authority. But people want that for their own satisfaction, not for helping the family, not for helping society, not for helping God or God's work. God doesn't need help, but the more we give to God, the more we give to God of our heart, of our mind, of our strengths, of our talents, of our strengths, of our knowledge, of our aptitudes, of our understanding, of our education, what we have learned during our education, the more we can help Guruji's work. And I know there are many here who want to help Guruji's work. I know there are many here who want to help Guruji's work by becoming Guruji's monk or Guruji's nun. And there are also many here who are helping Guruji's work as a volunteer in many different ways. As our president, Swami Chidananda Giri Maharaj, has encouraged those who want to serve with opportunities to serve. So, God knows what we want, and He is more willing to give us than we are to ask. Now, the word need, strictly speaking, is what we desperately need, what we most urgently and actually really need. But there are some other, what we may call needs, which are our wants. I want this, I want that, I want many, 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 many things, but I don't really need those things. Out of the 100 things that I may want, I may need one or two or three of them. So He is more willing to give us those one or two or three and more than that. You know, when Dayamataji was a little girl, she used to like chocolate ice cream. And then when she became older, she no longer liked chocolate ice cream. She no longer wanted chocolate ice cream. You know, when we are small, we like to play with some toys. And then as we become older, then we don't want to play with those toys anymore. But Guruji would give her chocolate ice cream, though she didn't, at that time, need chocolate ice cream. She wouldn't, at that time, want chocolate ice cream. But Guruji reminded her, you know, you at one time you wanted chocolate ice cream, so I'm giving you chocolate ice cream, though you don't want it now. I remember Sri Mrinalini Ma, she told us that when she had come to Ranchi for the first time, when she had come to India for the first time, she remembered, or she forgot, what she had wanted when she had first read Guruji's Autobiography of a Yogi. Guruji was going by bullock cart, and he said the bullock cart was strictly designed for discomfort. So she wanted also to ride on a bullock cart because Guruji had ridden on a bullock cart when she first read Autobiography. Then she forgot that. Then she came to India many, many years later. Many, many years later. And what did she get? A bullock cart ride. And this bullock cart in which she rode in Ranchi was not strictly designed for discomfort. It was strictly designed for comfort. It had rubber tires. It had a mattress. So she got her bullock cart ride, but she didn't get any of the discomfort which Guruji experienced during what he described as his bullock cart ride in Autobiography of a Yogi. What does that mean? That means that Divine Mother, our beloved Guru, remembers what we needed, what we had wanted many, many years ago and many incarnations ago. Did Lari Mahashaya want a golden palace? According to Dayamataji, he did not want a golden palace in this Lari Mahashaya incarnation. But in some past incarnation, he may have thought, you know, a golden palace would be nice. And Babaji remembered that long ago he had wanted a golden palace. So he created a golden palace. He materialized in the Himalayas a golden palace for his disciple Lari Mahashaya, who enjoyed that golden palace because long ago he would have enjoyed it. And when he remembered that, you know, I had wanted this golden palace, not in this incarnation, but many incarnations ago, he got that golden palace. So everything that we have wanted in this as well as many previous incarnations, God fulfills. It is not necessary to explain things to God, Gyana Mataji says, for he knoweth your need before you speak and is more willing to give than you are to ask. As you meditate, turn away from everything except the one absorbing thought of his overshadowing presence. Now, all of us want to meditate properly, and the way to meditate properly is when we sit for meditation, turn away from everything. We will remember what we need to do later. We will remember what happened earlier. And usually we will remember things that either gave us great joy or gave us much unhappiness. Put them all aside and fill your consciousness with the realization of God's perfection. No, God's, as you meditate, turn away from everything except the one absorbing thought of God's encompassing presence. God is present with us. He is present within us. He is present in our hearts. He is present in our minds. He is present in every cell of our body. During our meditation, let us remember that. Let's forget about aches and pains, which we may have. Let's forget about what I need to do later. Let's forget about all the pain we've had earlier. Let's forget about all the fear we may have of what's happening later. Let us be absorbed in this particular moment, in every moment that we meditate. Let us be aware that God is within us, God is around us, God is everywhere. So this is a meditation practice. Let us try to do that for a little while. Let's sit for meditation. Let's remember that God is within us. He is within us either in the form of light or in the form of the Om sound or in the form of the Om vibration or in the form of peace or in the form of love or in the form of joy or in the form, in the quality of his beauty, his greatness, his omnipresence. And omnipresence means omnipresence everywhere. And omnipresence includes God's presence in every single cell of our body. God is not only in every cell of our body, God is in every molecule which forms the various or any one particular cell of our body. So he is in every cell of our body. He is in every molecule of that cell of each cell in our body, God is present in every atom of that molecule, of that cell of our body, my body. God is present in every atom of every molecule, of every thing that we breathe in. We are breathing in God. We are filling ourselves with God. And what we breathe out is God. The air around us is God. The place where we are is God. The city in which we are is God, is permeated by God alone. The state in which we are is God. The country in which we are is God. The continent in which we are is God. The earth on which we are is God, is permeated by God alone, God alone, God alone, God alone, God alone. The Milky Way, our galaxy, is God. The whole universe is God. Gyanamataji's words, as you meditate, turn away from everything except the one absorbing absorbing thought of His overshadowing presence. As you meditate, as we all meditate now, let us turn away from everything except the one absorbing thought of God's overshadowing presence. Every time we meditate, let us turn our attention from away from everything to the one absorbing thought of God's overshadowing presence. Gyanamataji's next line, in this way you will become receptive and healing will flow through body, mind and soul. You remember the first line? One answer will cover all your questions. What is our question about? Physical healing, mental healing, spiritual healing. Spiritual healing is the removing of ignorance which prevents us from knowing who we are. That prevents us from knowing that every particle of creation is God alone. Non-awareness of that, non-experience of that is delusion. Delusion is that what we refer to as healing of the soul. Uh, I'll tell you about another spiritual practice that, if you wish, you can also do. You know that Guruji mentions in Guruji's autobiography, he quotes Lairi Mahashaya as saying that whoever utters with reverence the name of Papaji attracts an instant spiritual blessing. So when I read the autobiography, I immediately tried to enroll for the Yogadasa Satsang lessons, also called Self-Realization Fellowship lessons. And it took me 16 weeks before I got my first lesson. So for those 16 weeks, I didn't want to waste my time. And therefore, I sat in the posture of Mahavatar Babaji. And I looked up as Mahavatar Babaji was looking in that drawing of his. And I kept repeating with reverence, which is natural. When you read autobiography of a yogi, you have great reverence for that very, very great saint, one of the greatest saints that has ever trod this earth. I kept repeating, Babaji, 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 Babaji. And this is what I did for 16 weeks, every morning and every night. About 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour at night. And it says that every time you utter the name of Papaji, you receive an instant spiritual blessing. So what did I get? Do you know the number of instant spiritual blessings? If you're a mathematician, maybe you can count all that. I don't know how many thousand or million or trillion. I don't know whether it was quadrillion times I got the blessing of Mahavatar Babaji. Because every time I said Babaji, I got an instant blessing. And every time you say Babaji, you will receive an instant blessing. Every time you say Om Guru, as Swami Chidananji mentioned yesterday, I think it was, you will receive an instant spiritual blessing. I saw nothing, I heard nothing, but I felt Babaji's presence and I felt Babaji's blessing. After I started receiving the lessons, then I didn't do that anymore. Occasionally, I still do that sometimes, not on a regular basis. So one of the other things that you can do when you're meditating, as Swami Chidananji said yesterday, is to say, Om Guru, Om Guru, Om Guru. You're taking Guruji's name, you're taking the name of God, which is Om. Or you could say, Babaji, 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 to draw instant spiritual blessings. I hope you remember that Guruji says, everything you have desired in your heart, in this and all former lives, is fulfilled in Him. I'd said this in slightly different words. These are Guruji's words. Everything you have desired in your heart, in this and all former lives, is fulfilled in Him. Okay, I think we will close with Guruji's poem. This was on page 1 of lesson 1 of the old YSS lessons. It was the poem, God, God, God. Guruji says, from the depths of slumber, as I ascend the spiral stairway of wakefulness, I whisper, God, God, God. Thou art the food, and when I break my fast of nightly separation from thee, I whisper, God, God, God. No matter where I go, the spotlight of my mind is ever turning to thee, keeps turning to thee. And in the battle din of activity, my silent war cry is ever, God, God, God. So you can say Babaji, 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 or you can say Om Guru, Om Guru, Om Guru, or you can say God, God, God. When boisterous storms of trial shriek and worries howl at me, I drown their clamor loudly chanting, God, God, God. When we are desperate, we have to shout. Boisterous storms of trial shriek and worries are howling at me. I drown their noises by loudly chanting, God, God, God. When my mind weaves dreams with threads of memories, on that magic cloth do I emboss, God, God, God. Every night, in time of deepest sleep, my peace dreams and calls, joy, joy, joy. And my joy comes singing evermore, God, God, God. In waking, eating, working, dreaming, sleeping, serving, meditating, chanting, divinely loving, my soul constantly hums, unhurt by any, God, God, God. Let us remind ourselves that our soul is constantly humming, unknown by any, often unknown to ourselves also, God, God, God. Because the only thing the soul wants is unity with Spirit, unity with God. The soul is crying for God every single moment of our lives. Be aware of your soul cry, God, God, God. I think let's continue inwardly calling God, and then we will close with a closing prayer. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, Mother, friend, beloved God, Bhagavan Krishna, Jesus Christ, Mahavatar Papaji, Lahiri Mahashay, Swami Sri Yukteswarji, beloved Gurudev, Paramahansa Yoganandaji, saints of all religions, we bow to you all. Beloved God, I take a sacred vow. Never will the sun gaze of my love sink below the horizon of my thought of thee. Never will I lower the vision of my lifted eyes to place it on aught but thee. Never will I do anything that reminds me not of thee. Teach me to think of thee until thou dost become my only thought. Teach me to love thee until thou dost become my only love. 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 Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.